You've got one of the top prospects in all of baseball on the line. You probably heard his name a few weeks ago when he threw a no-hitter down in the minors. We have Matt Moore. He's just recently been called up to Triple A Durham. We've got him on the line. Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
Hey, doing fantastic. Congratulations on your promotion up to Durham out of Montgomery. Talk about your first start the other night.
You know, it was I went 5 innings, and it was pretty warm. I felt like I got, you know, some a little bit comfortable out there on the mound, at least enough to, you know, to feel things throughout my delivery. And, you know, I would like to work deeper in the game, but I realize that, you know, it's also my first one. So, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to getting out there again.
So with your promotion to Durham, you're reunited with pitching coach Neil Allen, a guy that you worked with down in Port Charlotte a couple of seasons ago. How much has Neil Allen meant to your development as a pitching prospect?
Oh, man, just the guy's helped me out so much. He, you know, he comes to the park every day with a, you know, great attitude and a lot of energy and, you know, a whole lot of wisdom and knowledge. And, you know, last year, you know, I can, you know, me and him worked together and, you know, he basically turned my year around halfway through the year. You know, things were not going well at all. And, you know, it was just a couple of tweaks here and there that he helped me make. And, you know, it was definitely, you know, I was definitely really happy when I found out I was coming up here and getting to spend some time with him again.
So, you know, when you look at your numbers this year so far, you're 8-3, ERA of 2.18, 107 innings. You've struck out 138 guys. Most impressive is your low walk rate. I mean, you mentioned a couple last year how Neil helped you there a little bit, but this year your control is, you know, your best walk rate of your career. What are some things you're doing differently this season that have helped you take your performance to this kind of elite level?
I think it's a combination of a couple of things. Mostly it's mental. You know, I think I'm more in a gear now where I'm attacking guys earlier in the count. I'm really trying to fill up the strike zone early. The earlier I can get out in the count, you know, the more effective I can be with the pitch count that I get, you know, the deeper I can work into the game, which affects, you know, the team ultimately. You know, if I can work deeper in the game, that means, you know, I'm not giving up a lot of runs and we're probably in a good situation. And also, you know, save some bullets for the, you know, let the bullpen get a night off or, so basically if I could boil it down to one thing mentally, it's, you know, getting strike one over and challenging guys in the zone early. And then mechanically, it's just been something, you know, something that I have to slow the process down, slow my windup down, or, you know, I don't want to rush or get too quick to the plate.
Just a couple weeks ago, Matt, you participated in the Futures game. Can you describe your experience there?
Yeah, I can. I mean, it was, that was probably the most fun I've ever had on the pitcher's mound. You know, I played in front of that many people, and I've been to that stadium and watched, you know, Major League Baseball be played there, and to be on that mound and, you know, to get up there and to throw against, you know, the best guys in the minor leagues and, you know, had my family there and got to see my brother, my mom, my dad, and, you know, aunt and uncles and cousins and stuff. So that was, you know, that was another great thing that just added on to the whole weekend.
Can you talk about, you know, a lot of guys when they first make their first appearance in a major league stadium like that, they're like blown away with the extra level and that's just the size of the stadium. What was it when you get up on that mound and you take a peek and look back at home plate? Are you zoned in on home plate or are you blown away by just how massive the facility is compared to where you pitch in the minor leagues?
Well, I think I was definitely blown away by the facility once I first walked out of the dugout and I was in the bullpen. I didn't throw the fourth inning, so I had a few innings to kind of take things in and relax and, you know, get control of my emotions and my heart rate. So, you know, when I went out there, I just told myself, you know, I want to feel comfortable and I want to feel like this is a bullpen. You know, don't press too much. This is all for fun. But at the same time, you know, I'm still going to go out there and attack guys. And, you know, that was kind of where, you know, my mindset was with that. I didn't want to get caught in too much shock and awe in what was going on around me. I wanted to take care of, you know, the thing I went there to do.
You know, in talking to a couple of guys this season, one thing that's really stood out from a couple of people that have scouted you is the development of your off-speed pitch. Can you speak to what you've done there to make your changeup such a good pitch for you this season?
Yeah, I mean, basically the only thing I've done to that pitch is I've just thrown it more. Last year, and even the year before that, I was mostly throwing it because I knew I had to have that pitch. I wasn't ever developing it at the rate I am now, and I never thought of it with the same mindset I have now, whereas I can use it as a weapon and something in my, you know, something for me to get guys out, whereas I was mostly throwing it just because I had to throw it just to give the hitter another load. But now I'm throwing it to, you know, in different counts that I normally wouldn't be throwing it in to get different results.
Matt, have the Rays given you anything specific to work on this season while you're in Durham?
Yeah, and no. I feel like I figure something out new every day when I go to the field, or at least, you know, once every other day, something that I have to keep working on. And, you know, it seems like something new is popping up. One thing that, you know, I've been working on trying to mix them in, you know, two or three a game is changeups to lefties. You know, if I can get in favorable counts for me, you know, if I fall behind in a count to a lefty, maybe that's where I'll use it. I'm working the changeup to lefties and overall fastball command are the two biggest things I'm constantly working on and pounding.
Now, last question for you. Both ESPN and Baseball America both came out with midseason prospect list, and you were the top pitching prospect on both of those. What does that mean to you to hear that, and what do you feel any kind of added pressure with those honors being put on you?
You know, I definitely don't have to feel any more added pressure. You know, before that list came out, you know, and I haven't taken a look at it, but before that list came out, I feel like I'm the same pitcher I was earlier this year, you know, halfway through last year, earlier last year. So, you know, it's definitely something cool to hear, and, you know, I'm happy to be where I am right now, and, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, stay on this everyday grind that, you know, everybody does every day, so.
Awesome. Well, Matt, we really appreciate you coming on with us today. Good luck to you and the rest of the Bulls for the rest of this way. I know the Bulls are in first place in the Southern Division. You coming up is going to be a big help to that, so you, Alex Torres, and the crew can get these guys back into the postseason for a fifth consecutive year down there in Durham.
Absolutely. Thanks.
All right. Thanks again, man.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks for having me.